hearing.
Okay, the next petition I have up is petition number 81. Petitioner name is Kalka Nakum, I hope that's correct. And the parcel ID is 18E20S130010000H0033C. And the petitioner is not present for the hearing, however, did state on their petition that they would not be in attendance, but would like evidence considered. So at this point, if I could ask the property appraiser that's present here to introduce himself for the record.
Jeffords Miller Jr.
Okay, and did you receive any information from the petitioner?
No, we didn't receive any evidence from the petitioner.
Okay, for this petition or any of the future ones that we have scheduled today?
No, and procedurally, these are condos, some are golf front and some are not golf front in the same neighborhood. And our information packet's gonna be the same for those. So what we did was we broke that into two packets, and the golf front would be petition number 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, and 92.
Okay. So these are all golf front condominiums.
In Sugar Mill Woods.
In Sugar Mill Woods, okay. Did you want to present any evidence regarding those petitions you mentioned?
Yes, we have an evidence packet, which I will give you for the golf front condominiums.
Good, thank you.
And I'll just go ahead and read our opening statement and briefly summarize the packet and conclude. Good morning, Mr. Magistrate. My name is Jeffords Miller, and I'm a representative for the Citrus County Property Appraiser's Office. Please allow me to summarize our assessment of this parcel. Concerning the subject petition, 81.
I don't know if this matters, excuse me, but I've got 87 here. Is there a different one for 81?
They're all, it's all the same.
Okay.
It's the same evidence for.
For the ones you just stated?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Thanks.
Concerning the subject petition 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, and 92, they refer to a golf front condominium in the Sugar Mill Woods subdivision, and our just market value for these is summarized on page number 3 of our packet. Number 81, the just value is $63,270. The assessed value is $63,270. 82, it is $62,100. Just value and the assessed value is $62,100 also. 83, it is $61,940 just and $61,940 assessed. 84 is $77,170 just and $77,170 assessed. 85 is $63,270 just and $63,270 assessed. 86 is $63,270 just and $63,270 assessed. 87 is $77,340 just and $77,340 assessed. 88 is $60,440 just, $60,440 assessed. And 92 is $62,520 just, and $62,520 assessed. The market value of these properties comply with Florida statute In particular, Florida Statute 193.011 that established the 8 criteria used to derive just value. In deriving just value, our Kemba system considers all 8 factors set forth. Our office maintains a database of properties in Citrus County which contain data for their individual characteristics and sales history. During the appraisal process, this data is input into our Kemba system, which enables us to stratify, analyze, adjust for location, quality, cost, condition, size, age, and time of sale. Mass appraisal is a professionally accepted appraisal practice and is appropriate for the development of the value of the subject. To further establish our presumption of correctness pursuant to Florida Statute 194.301, subsection 1, I will enter into record a sampling of sales that support our just value. The packet that we have put together is merely an example of sales, as we consider all sales. This supports our market value using the direct sales comparison approach. And we turn to page 4 of our packet. It summarizes the characteristics of the subject property. Page 5 shows a picture of the subject property. 6 is our comparison grid showing the subject property and the 3 comparables. We have a range of adjusted sales prices ranging from 75,831 to 90,742 or 472, excuse me. Page 7 shows a picture of the comparables. Comparable 1. Page 8 has a picture of comparable 2. Page 9 has a picture of comparable 3. Our supplemental addendum on page 10. All comparables used here are located in the subject's market area within Citrus County. Comparables used in estimating the subject's just value of $77,340 are similar to the subject in size, age, and amenities and are considered to be arm's length transactions. The subject is a second floor unit with an elevator and a good view. All comps are first floor units. Comparables presented here are merely examples as we consider all sales. All comparables were adjusted for differences in size, age, and land. All comparables were given time adjustment to the date of appraisal in accordance with Florida Department of Revenue Property Tax Oversight recommendations. And, page 11 has a picture of the sales comparable map showing the subject and the 3 comparable sales. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, yes, if there's the Value Adjustment Board has not received any information either. So, okay. Well, then I think that's what all I need for this petition to go ahead and conclude. And what, if I may, we'll go ahead and, as the property appraiser stated, the relevant petition numbers that it pertains. So if this will suffice for each of those as well, then we'll say that, again, those petitions, I'll just repeat them again, are 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, and 92. The same information support from the property appraiser and the same no information, no evidence to consider from the petitioner on all those. So I'm going to go ahead and conclude that those values, as were stated in the record by the property appraiser, would be upheld with no further relief. And that will conclude the hearing for those petitions. jump down to petitions.
Should be 89, 90, 91, and 93.
All right, okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and start those four petitions. Again, the petition numbers are 89, 90, 91, and 93.
Correct.
Excuse me. So, the petitioner is not present for this hearing. The petitioner's name is Kalka Nachum, and these four petition properties, I believe are all condominiums, residential condominiums?
Yes, sir. They're non-golf front condominiums.
Okay. And again, the petitioner's not present but did request a hearing in their absence. And has any information been exchanged regarding these?
We have received no information regarding these petitions.
All right. Well, go ahead and present your evidence and discussion.
Here's a packet. I'm going to briefly summarize my opening statement, so I don't go through the whole thing again. But concerning the subject petitions 89, 90, 91, and 93, they all refer to non-golf front condominiums in the Sugar Mill Woods area. And I'll turn to page 3 and go over the just valuation and the assessed value of these. Petition number 89, the just value is 57,020, and the assessed value is 57,020. Petition number 90, the just value is 57,020, and the assessed value is 57,020. Petition number 91, the just value is $55,940, and the assessed value is $55,940. Petition number 93, the just value is $57,440, and the assessed value is $57,440. We had put together a packet very similar to the other packet that we had given you, showing a picture of the subject on page 5. Our three comparable sales grid with a adjusted value ranging from $71,464 to $80,472. Page 7 is comparable 1. Page 8, comparable 2. Page 9 is comparable 3. All the comparables used here located in the subject's market area within Citrus County. Comparables are used in estimating the subject's just market value of $57,440 are similar to the subject in size, age, and amenities are considered to be arm's length transactions. The comparables presented here are merely examples as we consider all sales. All comparables were adjusted for differences in size, age, and land. All comparables were given a time adjustment to the date of appraisal in accordance with Florida Department of Revenue Property Tax Oversight Division factor recommendations. Page 11 shows the subject in the comparable sales. And that concludes my presentation.
Some of these comparables, are these the same ones that were used for the golf course? I know several are. I don't know if all of them are.
It appears that is the case.
They are the same. So would these be considered golf course or non-golf course?
Subject property is non-golf course.
Right. I'm just wondering if the adjustment was made for the golf course.
Well, the adjustment would be in your land valuation for that.
So a couple of these look like you're making upward adjustments to the land value. So I'm assuming these would not be golf course frontage. Are these comparable?
To be honest with you, looking at the pictures of the comparables, they look like the same ones in the other packet.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Right, that's what I was just wondering, how whether they were golf course front sales or non-golf course. No,
they should be non-golf course sales.
That's what it.
Yeah, I mean that.
Yeah,
but looking at the comparable pictures in the packet, they look like they are the same comparables.
Yeah. So you probably, I'm guessing the other scenario that. Might have made some adjustments for land value. Yeah, it looks like you did. Okay. Except for comp one. Comp one might have been a golf course. I'm not sure. Laser. Oh, no. Okay.
They appear to be the same ones.
Like a different comp one.
Now looking at the AKs. They're the same.
Comp 2 seems to be the same, but and comp 3 is the other comp 1. It's just I think there's one. The Warren comp 3 here is different than the Glazer comp 1 in the other analysis.
Yep. I'm seeing that.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Comp 2 is the same,
mm-hmm.
And comp 3 is different.
Yeah, comp 3 is the different one, right? Okay. Any other discussion on that?
That concludes my presentation, unless you have some other questions.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, then, again, with no evidence submitted by the petitioner to consider, we'll go ahead and conclude these petitions. And I'm going to go ahead and recommend that there's been no evidence to overcome the presumption of correctness by the property appraiser. Therefore, the value stated by the property appraiser for petitions 89, 90, 91, and 93 will be upheld at the value stated. conclude those hearings.